Good morning. We're starting out with relatively mild temperatures in the upper 20s and lower 30s across interior New York and New England with mostly cloudy skies. The next in a series of disturbances will pass through a little later today. Out ahead of this system, a warm front will pass by and we'll get some breaks in the cloud cover behind that front. It will also produce an increasing southerly wind flow, at times gusting over 20, even 30 miles per hour. This wind will drive in some of the mildest air we've seen in weeks across interior New York and New England, and most everyone will climb into the lower to mid-40s for daytime highs. Skies will cloud back up completely during the middle and latter portion of the afternoon, and as that disturbance swings through, we run the risk of some scattered rain showers across the lower terrain and mountain snow showers where temperatures stay a bit cooler across the high peaks before sunset. The best chance of showers across the region will occur later on this evening and overnight tonight, and as cooler air flows in behind the system, we'll see a few scattered snow showers before precipitation winds down completely, low temperatures in the middle and upper 20s. High pressure along with a gusty northwest wind will build in on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds back down to the mid-30s, and with that high pressure center overhead on Friday, mostly sunny skies in the lower and middle 30s. Another storm system will head our way to begin the weekend. Right now it looks like it'll be mild enough to see rain or a snow-rain mixture across the mountains on Saturday with highs near 40, and then we'll dry it out with mostly sunny skies and back into the mid-40s on Sunday. By the end of the day Sunday, clouds will come back into the picture with the next system heading our way for Monday with another chance of rain and snow. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the same storm that'll bring rain and snow to our region later today will produce up to 3 to 6 inches in northern New Hampshire and Maine tonight. The system is also responsible for a roller coaster temperature regime spanning from the Intermountain West to the East Coast. Ahead of the storm, abnormally warm temperatures in the 60s and 70s spread from the southwest to the deep south yesterday. Today, the warm sector of the storm will reach the mid-Atlantic and southeast, where similar temperatures are likely, and readings could even reach 80 degrees in parts of Florida by tomorrow. Behind the storm, a cold front will deliver a fresh injection of cold Canadian air into the northwest, the Rockies, and the central plains. As the front plunges south, mountain snow will develop, with accumulations of up to a foot possible in the highest elevations of the Bitterroots and the Colorado Rockies. Well below normal temperatures will reach the southern plains tomorrow, with highs ranging between 15 and 25 degrees below normal. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and freezing fog, 14 degrees with a west wind at 68, gusting to 79 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 28 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 29, 76% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.96 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 11 below zero at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 40s, Boston increasing clouds, highs in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 38 degrees, the low 28, the average temperature 33, that's 5 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday, 13.4 inches for the month, which is 3.3 inches above normal, and 52.9 inches for the season, which is 8.1 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low 19. The record high 74 set in 2017, and the record low 11 below zero in 1894. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m., sunset this evening 5:39 p.m., 11 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers moving in later today and highs near 40. Scattered rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds mixing with some sunshine and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Scattered rain showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with rain showers moving in later today and highs in the mid-40s. Scattered rain, then snow showers tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, clouds mixing with some sunshine and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Scattered rain, then snow showers tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with rain showers moving in late today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Scattered rain, then snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler, mid-30s, mostly sunny, lower to mid-30s Friday, cloudy with rain and wet snow on Saturday near 40, mostly sunny on Sunday in the mid-40s, another chance of rain and snow Monday, lower 40s, and back to sunshine in the mid-30s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.